This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Careful what you wish. I just did.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Monday, 9th day of May, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Big broadcast, obviously, lined up today. Dr. Stone called me breathless last night. He has talked to two different high-level sources and confirmed that Paul Ryan and Rince Priebus and the establishment are still planning to not just try to steal the nomination or scuttle it at the RNC event coming up in Cleveland, but they're also planning to take all the money. This is amazing. And to not win, but to scuttle it for Hillary, which they openly are bragging about, this is all coming up today. John Kerry calling for borderless world, saying it's coming. The EU saying stay in or you'll have World War III. But right now, let's go to this important report from John Bound.
Heiko Maas, the German Federal Minister of Justice, got an earful of the voice of the German people while speaking at a May Day celebration. The German people chant, "You leftist rat and traitor." Maas says, "No, we're here to stay. We aren't going anywhere." The chants of traitor and get out become stronger and louder. But Maas fires back, threatening, "We will also take care of the interests of those people shouting traitor right now without even knowing what's happening to them." The chants continue as Maas says, "Shout all you want. The longer you shout, the longer I shall stand here." Finally, he leaves the podium as they chant, "Traitor, get out." Leaving the Germans to chant, "We are the people." Heiko Maas, yet another arrogant globalist tool from the Merkel regime. The same man that introduced the 2015 law known as Data Stolen Goods. A law described by Berlin District Court Judge Ulf Burmeier as an anti-whistleblower law intended to deal a mighty blow to democracy and freedom of speech. Where in Germany, xenophobia and racism is now a punishable crime. Furthermore, Maas is now calling for a legal ban on sexist advertisements. Germany, well known for its liberal attitude towards adult entertainment, is now being forced to scale back its culture in order to appease the wishes of the growing Muslim refugee population exploding within Germany. Meanwhile, the German people are being held captive by the ungrateful foreign invaders and their own treasonous government.
Junge, 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 du aus Dinger raus hier.
Sohn, so wie der aussieht, als Einzelfall wieder in die Schublade gepackt wird von 20.000 anderen. Weil so machen sie das nämlich.
William F. Jasper of The New American writes, "The migration tsunami that swamped Europe with 1.5 million refugees in 2015 is roaring back with a tidal wave that may be double the size of last year's deluge. In fact, most citizens of the European Union countries appear to be unaware that their unelected and unaccountable rulers at the European Commission and their own European Economic Forecast report issued last fall announced precisely that. That is, they projected with apparent acceptance and approval that 3 million refugee migrants would arrive in Europe in 2016. Time is running out. The globalists have all but achieved their soft invasion of Europe, and that planned gridlock of civilization is heading in your general direction. As I speak, thousands of unvetted refugees are filing into small towns across the United States via what will be known later as a broken vetting process. A process that should have taken 2 years has now been reduced to a few pointless months. It's Obama's turn, and he aims to match Merkel's numbers.
How do you think the president would explain to Mrs. Merkel about his inability to have that happen here in the United States when Germany's taken in close to, I think, maybe a million people?
Well, again, I think the president, when he travels to Germany, will be prepared to tell her that he's prepared to meet the goal. 100%.
It seems like it might be a little embarrassing to not be able to get the 10,000 people into your country.
But, Ron, I'm not willing to say that we're not going to hit the goal.
John Bound for Infowars.com.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There are times in history, critical junctures, when populations either awaken to the challenge and adapt and overcome, or go quietly into societal decline, warfare, and then explosive collapse. Coming to you from the former state of Texas, under the provisional reorganization government in FEMA Region 6, I am broadcasting worldwide. The United States has been captured by foreign banking cartels openly. The United States was then used as a command base with our energy and our troops and our inventive population to launch the World Government Project. Now we enter the final phases of the open birth of world government, the rollout of world government that's already in place. The skeletal system is there, the muscles, the organs, the vascular system is being added. The skin is being prepared. The Panopticon computers, surveillance grids are being fired up, tested, The psychological warfare grids are heating up. We are living in a fantastical time. And what's amazing is so many prominent people call me off the record, heads of newspapers, heads of major news websites, and they say, you know, I worked in the government before, and I worked in intelligence, or I worked in, and everything you're saying is true. It's just unbelievable. What do we do? Well, you pull back and look at how we were put into this trance. And therein you find the answer of how to reverse this. But yesterday, I took a screenshot of it and tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones. It's a screenshot of the Drudge Report yesterday. Kerry declares borderless world. And then below that, there was another article where Cameron basically says a new world war could start, or a war could start if the UK tries to leave the euro. And I tweeted, when Kerry declares borderless world, close quote, he is talking about a corporate world government that can run over the nation state. And that's obviously an oversimplification because it's Twitter, so I had a limited number of letters to use. But that's what it is. And the same arrogance of a Cameron saying, you better do this or we'll be destabilized into war. You better let these unelected foreign boards make all our laws and run everything in secret or we're not going to be safe. That's terrorism. And when you've got open world government being announced and college students being told by Obama this weekend and by Kerry, that's the new talking point, that you're going to live in a borderless world. It's going to be very challenging, very confusing. Yeah, because you'll have nation states that are communist, nation states that are fascist, administered and run by multinational combines who are above the law. That's what Obama, a month and a half ago, went to Argentina, or a month ago, and told him. He said, oh, we're merging the two. Internationally, you need free trade, but then the nation state can be communist. Where they call it communism, and you're a slave to the globalist. Here's a headline on Bloomberg. Catastrophe is the new normal for Venezuelans. And guess who's completely in debt to the IMF and World Bank by design and who the IMF and World Bank would rather work with is communists. Communists have been the clients of the globalist bank system since the Bolsheviks were financed by the House of Rothschild and by J.P. Morgan Chase and others in 1917. And you've got all these ignorant pseudo-intellectuals running around with their Bernie Sanders shirts on. I went and picked up some tacos for the family Sunday morning at a taco deli. The name of the place, pretty good tacos. And there were like five people wearing Bernie shirts. The place was completely standing room only. I was getting food to go. Sat there 15 minutes waiting, and I had no less than three of the people wearing Bernie shirts that were running the orders out to people. It was like 100 people in there or more, just standing up waiting to get their food. It's so popular on a Sunday morning. They're like, hey, I really appreciate your work, Alex. Hey, keep up the good work. And they were wearing Bernie shirts. And I get he's the populist socialist, and he's cute, and he's anti-banker, and, you know, why should the Walmart family have $300 billion and all the rest of it? But they play that class envy, and it's so dumbed down and simplistic that they sit here in a country where you can have thousands of choices and millions of different opportunities when it comes to where you want to work or where you want to live or what you want to buy or what lifestyle. I mean, you've got so many choices, and these spoiled brats sit here in this TV generation liking the idea that Bernie Sanders is going to give them something free. Let me explain something to everyone. I know our audience knows this, but we have new viewers every millisecond, new listeners every millisecond. The ultra-rich are funding collectivism because they're exempt from it and offshore. They create centralized, top-down, regulated, command-and-control, crony capitalist economies. And because production is so high, we can still all have the baubles and the symbols of success. that the media tells us we need, but culturally, and when it comes to savings and so many other ways, we are completely impoverished. When it comes to knowing how to plant a garden, or knowing how to climb a tree and pick fruit, or how to fix an engine, or how to mend a broken leg, we don't have any of our frontier smarts that made the United States so special. We are completely domesticated. I mean, I see these articles every day. London Telegraph, parents, smartphones harming children's ability to hold conversations, say teachers. Well, I mean, we know it causes brain damage. We know it causes rewiring of the brain. We know it limits vocabulary. We know it's hurting us, but we just can't help it because the kids are already addicted. We're addicted on our smartphone. We throw them a smartphone, and then none of us even talk when we're at dinner at night. Isn't that where this is going? And we're one step away from Zuckerberg walking openly, bipedally, with everyone else squatting like gorillas, wearing their virtual reality goggles that he programs the reality for. It's beyond the wizard's curtain. You put a curtain over your head and then live in this tiny false reality, which they admit is their plan. And here's where I'm going with all this. I don't take any pleasure, quite frankly, when I get calls from some of the biggest media people in the United States. And they're all nervous, and they want to talk off air, and that they want this to be off record. And they sit there and think they're having some big solidarity with me when they're going, I guess you're right about the government working with radical Islam, and I guess you're right about them shipping drugs in, and I guess you're right about the media control and about infiltrators and about all this, and how bad is it going to get? And I talk to people all the time, and I'm sitting there going, look, you should have been awake a decade ago, 20 years ago. Everybody warned the public about this. This stuff is all in international trade agreements. We're going into world government. And the fact that I'm so cutting edge talking about this shows the trance people are in. Because I'm just discussing what is admitted open fact. The Pope has called for world government. We know the nature of the world government is a private corporate banking cartel with SDR, strategic drawing rights, new digital currency that all other currencies will be based on in QE Unlimited, basically, which then gives these central banks total absolute control. You think the old fractional reserve banking, where they'd have $10 in the bank and loan out $100, gave the central banks power? You think it gave them power to take one mortgage and sell it 20, 30, 40, 50, sometimes 100 plus times, and leverage $100,000 into $1 billion? They've just got giant piles of monopoly digital garbage that they created, that they got governments to sign on to by holding us hostage in 2008. And now they're announcing world government with all these carbon taxes and wellhead taxes and other energy taxes and digital money transfer taxes. That's why they want to get rid of cash now. They're moving us into their plan. Their plan's public. A world cashless society where you'll be social engineered according to your choices, controlling what you buy, sell, and do, and where the greatest crime anywhere will be underground economy. Remember the headline a few years ago, $15 million fine for garage sale, Fox News. It actually said, on the second offense, you're caught selling something at a garage sale without it going through some federal inventory, you will be given a $15 million fine. And you're like, well, that'll never happen. Oh, yes, it will. This is total control. And it shows the arrogance of all these different global partnerships chaired by the very same handful of men and women, owned by the very same corporations, merging us into world government, that Kerry comes out and says, we're getting rid of borders. There will be no borders at a commencement speech. I have the clip coming up. And then Cameron comes out and says, you'll destabilize everything. You know, we'll go into war if the UK tries to leave the euro, which, again, they never voted to enter it, neither did Germany or France. They can't vote to get out of it. The polls all show that they would leave it. It's like 80% in Europe. I don't believe these polls are just 50-some percent wanting out in England. And it's the very same arrogance here where Paul Ryan, this is coming up with Roger Stone just in about 15 minutes. This is exclusive. It's up on InfoWars.com, red linked. Paul Ryan and Rince Priebus, who used to work for Ryan, are saying they're going to just keep all the RNC money, all the money that gets donated goes to them, to be divvied up instead of to Donald Trump. So he can't even raise money. And they admit they're preparing to scuttle Donald Trump and give it to Hillary. Just because, you know, he has a cute little trendy beard, little blue eyes, and previous looks like a little sock puppet or something. Just these arrogant guys. They've stolen the country. They think it's legitimately theirs.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filter systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
The man.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same.
No.
There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
Man comes
when the man comes around.
All right. right, let's get back into the news. Got a Roger Stone joining us with probably the biggest Trump news we've ever announced here.
We'll stand up
in the next segment.
At the terror, and he sipped, and then he sucked.
So many times in history, populations take the arrogance of the elite and their confidence as invincibility. But the type of grasping, bootlicking, sycophantic people like Paul Ryan and Rince Priebus and the rest of them that rise to the tops of these organizations, not because they're good leaders or independent men, but because they're total minions who get off on the security of going into their big marble buildings, into their back rooms, and sitting around with a lobbyist and the representatives from the establishment thinking they're invincible. That's criminology. That the more criminals get away with something, the more reckless they get. Just like they tried to announce, there was never voting in a primary. You silly conspiracy theorists. They actually use those terms. Conspiracy theorists and kooks think that your vote counts and the delegates supposedly pledge themselves. Well, they do. And I don't care if you change some rule to say it, then we need to change that back where you claim the inner party decides who can run for president directly out of the communist Politburo Central Committee system. I mean, that's what it is. And these lawyers, they all get up there in their $3,000, $4,000 suits, and they sit there with their $500 ties on and their $4,000 shoes. And they think because they're banging hookers every night on taxpayer expense and, you know, eating $200 steaks and fly around in helicopters, that that means they're infallible and invincible. I'm always reading about billionaires and people, like one of the Walmart heirs. The guy was worth like $80 billion. He went and got super dangerous ultralight and crashed it and killed himself. And family said, well, he thought he was invincible because he had $80 billion. No, you're not invincible. That's what I'm getting at here, is these people are crazy. What do they call small planes and small jet planes? They call them doctor killers. There's so many doctors and lawyers go get their license. They learn to fly. They get arrogant. They get confident. And then they drive their planes right into the ground. It's that same delusion, that megalomania. As they get more power, they feel more and more invincible. And so they came out and said, nobody can have Trump, and all these foreign leaders agree, and so we're going to just take it away from them. People said, no, you're not. So it caused the numbers to get even stronger for Trump, so now they backed off. And I said last week with Stone, I said, you watch. They're arrogant. They're not going to back off now. They think they're invincible. They're just waiting so that Trump stops talking about how they're stealing it from him, and then they're going to basically scuttle it or take the money or do something. And that's exactly what they're doing, is they're claiming, because the RNC, the money goes to the RNC first, the clearinghouse, that they're going to keep the money and that Trump's supposed to make a deal with them. And then they're going to basically run the ship aground and let Hillary get in, which Paul Ryan has said and Mitch McConnell have said. Again, the arrogance level that they get up there and say, we're the party, we run this country, we'll do what we want, we're working with Hillary. They've totally uncloaked themselves. Just like John Kerry comes out and Obama in the same weekend at commencement speeches and says, we're going to have a borderless world, get used to it. Just like they say, hey, UK, you got to stay in the European Union, even though you never got to vote 20 years ago to enter it, and even though it now makes almost all your laws and is ordering the UK to bring in hundreds of thousands every few months of unvetted people from Syria and other areas, or they're going to fine them €250,000 per person. Unelected bureaucracy says €250,000 for each person you refuse. And you're a nation state, you go, I don't want to pay for this. I don't want to do this. They go, that's the way it is. You're going to go under it. That's world government. It's not just like they're building some Star Trek federation. We're all going to be lovey-dovey and, you know, walk around in, you know, cool one-piece outfits and fly around and battle the aliens and whatever. That's all UN programming, UN symbol. They admit that. The symbol of the Starfleet and all the rest of it. It's just in your face. No, it's big, giant megabanks above the law and armored fortresses controlling everything we do and dictating what we do. And then you look at at the media and the propaganda, the culture they're pushing is pure death, anti-family, anti-free market, eugenics. These people are pure evil. They're committed to evil.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
America can be great again. She must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Our job should be pretty easy now. A private world corporate government has openly announced planetary rule. A planetary tax on all carbon is being established to fund $100 trillion per decade in strategic drawing rights for the central banks. It's all been announced the last four Davos meetings in a row. John Kerry is telling students at commencement speeches that's coming up that we are in a borderless world and sovereignty is gone. This is 21st century warfare we're witnessing, and that's why Donald J. Trump is under such attack, because he is a nationalist. He said globalism is the problem. It's not fair. It's a bunch of special interests screwing over the nation state. They've used America's openness to come in and buy us off. It wasn't the communists that were the big threat, say, in Russia. It was the globalist within using collectivism to domesticate our people. So it was the sneak attack. We're going to Roger Stone with probably the biggest news he's ever broken here. I keep saying that each week when he comes on, because it just gets bigger and bigger, but this is huge. The story's up on Infowars.com. It is an exclusive. It's red-linked. It needs to go viral everywhere. Roger Stone, Ryan, and Priebus planning to extort Trump at RNC. Now, are they looking to openly take over the money? Yes. Are they looking to scuttle the campaign for Hillary? They've admitted that. He needs to be removed as Speaker now. The arrogance is just dumbfounding. They're like villains out of a Shakespeare play. We're going to Mr. Stone here in just a moment of StoneZone.com. Before I go any further, we've had a storable food special that ran for 2 weeks. It was only supposed to run a week. It was 30 to 40% off. It was the most successful sale we ever did. Because people realize the climate's crazy with all the destabilization. And I don't like to end a special when it's doing so well, and that helps the small profit we make on each sale overall with a lot of sales helps fund the operation. I'm a free market guy. It's highest quality, lowest price, smaller profit per unit, but sell more units. Win, win, win. But because we go with My Patriot Supply, probably the best company out there, I know for the price they're excellent. The packaging's amazing. It's fresh. They said, look, we have contracts. You're a private labeler, so in our full spectrum of foods, you can offer these discounts sometimes, but we got too much heat from other suppliers and people. You're undercutting the market. You got to stop. And I said, okay, what about this? On our four top selling packages, how about I just say 40% off just on those? And they went and checked and looked, and they said, yeah, if it's not on the 60-something packages that are there, sure. So that hasn't even been launched yet, but that's going to be up on the site by later today. On the 4 week, on the 6 month, on the year, on another package, you can select which, you know, what's in them and customize them some as well. We're going to offer that not just 30% off, but 40% off on those specific packages. So I can't do it on everything, but I can do it on those four packages that's being prepared right now. InfoWarsStore.com. Also, this ends tonight and it will end tonight. 10% off all preparedness products from shortwave radios and non-GMO heirloom seeds to the entire InfoWars Live formulas. And more at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. That is going on. And your purchases make everything we do here possible, obviously. Now, separately, censorship. I've got articles, mainstream articles, admitting Facebook is censoring libertarians and conservatives and Donald Trump. We already knew that. We could see it. But now it's admitted. It's even in Gizmodo, you know, establishment publications. Former Facebook workers, we routinely suppress conservative news. Absolutely. That just means alternative news, folks. Roger Stone has been banned on CNN, on MSNBC, openly, because he's so effective, because he's so accurate. That's why you all should sign up for the free newsletters. We can underground get you stuff as things get censored more. Infowars.com/newsletter. That's why you should go to StoneZone.com and you know, sign up for his email alerts and everybody else in the Liberty Movement so we can stay in contact with each other. Now, let's just stop right there. Roger Stone joins us with undoubtedly the biggest news since he first started coming on the broadcast 11 months ago. Warning of the plan to steal the convention in a broker convention. At first he got poo-pooed for that, then it all came out it was true. A month before it was admitted that the Koch brothers were meeting in secret with other billionaires to donate hundreds of millions to try to defeat Trump, he broke that. They denied it the next day. Turned out a month later, that meeting actually happened. That was even in the New York Times. So just over and over again, he gives us the inside baseball. And that's why they call him dirty and evil and mean, because they're dirty and evil and mean. And because he tells the truth, they're scared of him. Former campaign head for Trump. Well, he has two sources. That was as of last night. I know he's been working on it more. It's up on InfoWars.com. He's just been in New York the last few days meeting with Trump and the rest of the campaign team unofficially, but wargaming with him. So he's got a lot to cover with us today. Roger Stone, Ryan and Priebus planning to extort Trump at RNC. GOP establishment still scheming to steal the nomination from the populist New York frontrunner. And he goes over all this. He's got the internal plan that they were going to use with Cruz. So he's going to break it all down for you to the end of this hour, the next 22 minutes. I want to thank Roger Stone for joining us. Thank you for giving us this exclusive, Roger.
Alex, as always, I'm delighted to be with you. It is, first, let's kind of set the table. The mainstream media this weekend, as we have seen, seems to be focused on the past. The point here is not one of party unity, but one of recognizing that the millions of people that Trump is bringing to the Republican banner, or at least to his candidacy, more than offset the 5% who are never Trump. So the focus is entirely wrong, understandably, because Trump is the first political figure really in decades who has been able to expand the Republican base and change the entire dynamics of the next election.
And I love how he said, look, I'm a populist. I'm a conservative, but it's Republican Party, not Conservative Party. Plus, Paul Ryan, these people are not conservative leaders. They're globalist puppets who openly say they'd rather have Hillary. He should be removed as the Speaker of the House right now for that alone. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Roger.
Well, at a minimum, he should be removed as chairman of the Republican National Convention.
And hired by Hillary. He should be the head of her campaign.
Well, if he cannot support the democratically selected nominee of his party, he should step down. But the point here, I think, is that instead of focusing on quote-unquote party unity, Trump yesterday said correctly, the party may not be unified. Let me be clear. This movement and Trump's candidacy is much bigger than the Republican Party. That is the point that they missed. Now, Alex, we only lost the last presidential election by 700,000 votes distributed in five states. If you went to Colorado, Iowa, Florida, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, Ohio, Virginia, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, there are at least 1 million people who are unregistered but meet the profile of Trump supporters. Politics is about addition, not subtraction. I mean, I had to laugh this weekend because, as you've seen, Bush 41, Bush 43 say they won't support the nominee.
Thank God.
The mainstream press thinks this is a negative. This is a positive. George W. Bush destroyed our economy and sent American men and women to fight and die in a war where we had no vital national interest. He is a disgraced foreign president.
And bare minimum covered up the Saudi Arabian role.
At a minimum. So the idea that you can't win without the support of George W. Bush or his father, who is another criminal, it's a false narrative. Then this is even more laughable. Jeb Bush comes out and says he can't support Trump because Trump doesn't have the character to be president. Let me get this straight. Jeb Bush, who was a drug dealer in boarding school and college in his early years in Houston and Miami, Jeb Bush, who defrauded a Florida SNL out of $4 million paid for by the taxpayers, Jeb Bush, who lined his pockets in return for official acts he took as governor of Florida, he is saying Donald Trump doesn't have the integrity to be president.
Yeah, a guy that never got above 5 points or whatever. I mean, it just shows the delusion. It's like we live in North Korea or something with them propping these people up and the arrogance of these folks. So this is where we are now. I want to get into, you know.
Now let's get into the big meeting that's coming up. Paul Ryan is posturing, making his support for Donald Trump conditional on a set of demands. Those demands need to be
now stop for a moment because the siren's in the background. Roger Stone, this is a big deal. I mean, you just dropped such bombshells. I want folks to listen carefully. You have this from inside the RNC. Tell folks, kind of walk through what you can repeat to the audience that you told me last night of the magnitude of their arrogance and that they still think they're going to, bare minimum, rob the money of everybody that donates to Trump and scuttle this for Hillary. I mean, you know, phrase this as you did last night to me, please.
Certainly shall. First of all, it's important to understand the history. RNC Chairman Reince Priebus is often publicly identified with Romney or with his governor in Wisconsin, Walker. But in truth, Reince Priebus is a Ryan man. That's his birthright in politics, Paul Ryan. Don't forget that as we move forward. So in essence, Ryan is going to demand of Trump is control of the Republican National Committee would remain in the hands of Priebus and his cohorts. They would also demand that the Trump campaign use the data vault, which was built and is partially owned by Karl Rove, for all of their outgoing voter contact. We happen to know that this flaw, this system is flawed. It's dirty. It was proven to be ineffective in the 2012 campaign. They've essentially just taken the Romney data program, which crashed on Election Day, and recycled it as a new product. It's still flawed. Beyond that, they want to demand that the individual Republican state chairman have control and run the Trump campaigns in the individual states. Now, this struggle is mostly about money. It's about the favored vendors for Reince Priebus getting multi-millions of dollars worth of business from the Trump campaign and from the 2016 effort. Here's what Reince Priebus doesn't understand. He's about to meet, he and Paul Ryan are about to meet the toughest negotiator probably alive today. Speaking as someone who over the last 30 years has negotiated multiple compensation agreements with Donald Trump, I can just tell you, he's tough, he's clear, he's blunt, and he understands that the movement that he is leading is far bigger than the Republican Party. He will not be blackmailed. He will call for Ryan to step down as speaker, as convention chairman. There is, as I reported here on InfoWars last week, a backbench revolt among individual liberty-minded congressmen who are furious with Ryan.
And Sarah Palin is pledging to go after Ryan in his reelection. What a wonderful lady. This is America taking its country back. This is so exciting. And, again, it shows their arrogance that they think they can try to steal it, even though it already backfired on them when they tried to publicly sell it. If Paul Ryan said he'd rather have Hillary, and so has the leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, on record, then they have no place at the head of the RNC. They have no place as the speaker, no place as the Senate majority leader. I say get on the offense now, and I understand Trump's giving them a chance to back off, and they need to just remove themselves. Because, look, they'll steal the money, and then they'll scuttle the campaign and give it to Hillary. That's their stinking plan. They've admitted it. These little rat bastards have admitted it. Mr. Stone, am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. And, Alex, this is the insidious hand of Karl Rove. Let's remember, Rove has a proprietary interest in the data trust data bank. Rove has tight relationships with many of these Republican state chairmen. So the fix is in if Ryan and Priebus get their way. Now, I also believe that the RNC has a $1 million hard bank debt that the Trump campaign is unaware of. I also think that there are accounting tricks being used at the RNC to make their fundraising totals look more impressive than they are, taking compliance money and legal money and recount money and essentially double counting it to make the bank balances look higher. So this is just my personal view. I would urge Donald Trump and his people to do an audit of the Republican National Convention Committee as soon as he takes control. And I would make no deal to give away what has been, since the 1860s, the right of the Republican national nominee to control the party in an election year.
So really the headline here is from InfoWars.com. Paul wrote a very good article, conferring with us last night. But, I mean, really it's a bunch of neocons or a bunch of rhinos are trying to hijack the party and derail the whole process, claiming it's their rules, trying to openly steal the money, trying to take over the process and try to take control of the party away from the presumptive nominee even after they're nominated. This is just so sensational. But in the age of the TPP secretly being ratified and we're under world government, and in the age of the Pope calling for world government, and everyone saying Donald Trump's so evil because he says globalism is destroying us, isn't this emblematic of these bureaucrats and these politicians, because they're in control of the system, believing they own it and control it, and then they come out and openly say it's all theirs? I mean, I'm wondering if they realize how this has backfired. They already tried to sell that there's no popular election, one man, one vote doesn't exist in the primary, silly kids, that never happened, even though you have all the public interest and the money and election laws and false advertising and the rest of it. But now they just think they can just take it again, and take over the party. It just really shows how delusional these people are. You were there when they tried to steal it from Reagan and force the compromise. You were there throughout this. Have you ever seen such levels of brazen megalomania in your view, Roger Stone?
Let me put it this way, Alex. I have never seen a situation in which a Republican speaker tried to blackmail the Republican nominee for president. This is extortion. And all he has, Paul Ryan, has to trade, of course, is his endorsement, which he has withheld to create this leverage. Let me move on, because there's another important development this weekend. You, I'm sure, noticed that Donald Trump engaged Hillary Clinton on the questions of her husband's epic abuse of women and her role in covering up that scandal.
And let's just say it. You don't like to brag, but you've been advising Trump for a year and a half. This is the game plan. You told me a few weeks ago, watch, get ready. He's going to go after her on this, and he did. Which shows he's got the bona fides to go toe-to-toe. He's for real, folks. This is what we've always needed, is somebody to not play patty cake. Continue, Roger.
Well, look, Donald Trump is his own man, and he decides what he says. But I think it is very clear that he has read my book, The Clinton's War on Women, as have hundreds of thousands of other Americans. So when New York Magazine yesterday reported that Trump made this claim without foundation, no, there's a lot of foundation. Read the book.
Well, we're going to go over it, and the book's available at InfoWarsStore.com. But let me just add, I see articles every day saying Donald Trump claimed that the Saudis had a role in 9/11, there was a cover-up with no proof, and they don't even mention the 28 pages. So, you know, this is like Gibbs saying there's no drone program 6 years after the program's public. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, but it's very important to understand here what the strategy is, because the Clintonites hope that they can suppress this story as they did in the 80s. Unfortunately for them, that was the pre-internet age. So they have put enormous pressure on CNN, on Fox, on MSNBC, on the networks, trying to claim, oh, this has all been discredited.
No, no, they admit on MSNBC and CNN, as you know, they cut people's mics when they mention this.
Yeah, it's extraordinary, but it won't work, and I'll tell you why. Because you cannot gag the nominee of the Republican Party.
Can't do it.
You cannot gag Donald Trump, and he gets it. Now, her entire campaign strategy is based on winning a disproportionate number of votes from women. Media Matters for America, the Clinton apologists, financed by Soros, but directed by Hillary, seek to pressure and discredit anyone who raises this question. This is really simple, though. Let Juanita Broderick speak. Let Paula Jones speak. Let my friend Kathleen Willey speak. Hear them out. Let them tell you exactly what happened to them at the hands of Bill and then at the hands of Hillary. Then Hillary can deny it if she wishes.
That's right.
And the American people can decide who's telling the truth. But for her to say, for Hillary to say that young college women who are sexually assaulted at school deserve to be believed, but these women do not deserve to be believed, is outrageous.
Well, now, the truth is they're an organized crime syndicate. They've settled cases. We know they're doing it. And thank God you wrote the book to expose it all. Other facets. I mean, I love the fact that Trump's so strong. I love the fact he's not backing down. I love his foreign policy speech. So much good stuff is happening. What are other pitfalls? What are other attacks? What else is on the radar? Bottom line, I guess we get the word out about the Clintons and their abuse of women. We get the word out about what Paul Ryan and Priebus, these little arrogant creatures, are doing. We expose the fact that that the whole world's trying to gang up on us and tell us what to do. What else is on the radar, Roger Stone?
Well, there was one other very significant development this weekend, in which Donald Trump referred to the Clinton Foundation as a scam. So you're seeing the elementary messages of Donald Trump's campaign. He has vowed to go after Hillary, hammer and tong. He understands her epic abuse of women. He understands the disaster that is her tenure as Secretary of State. And he understands the largest single money laundering operation in U.S. history, which is the Clinton Foundation. The mainstream media is trying desperately not to cover these stories as if they don't exist. Terrific piece on Breitbart this week about how subsequent developments regarding the Clinton Foundation got no mainstream media coverage.
Sure.
So we see the game they are going to try to play. They're going to try to make these issues untouchable. This worked for them in the 80s. It is not going to work for them in 2016.
Well, even when I talk to Democrats and people I know, some of them which are prominent here in Austin, they go, no, we can see Trump winning now. We can see it. Hillary's damaged goods. And then the FBI is set to talk to her this week. I mean, even if they don't go after her, it's just this whole backdrop that it's as if she's crawling, you know, towards her own grave while trying to crawl away from it at the same time. She wants more power to protect herself into the future. She should just hope for a pardon out of Obama. How was Trump when you met with him in New York? He seems to be energized when I see him out on the campaign trail. I mean, this whole thing just has the smell of destiny.
Well, Alex, as you know, any conversation I have with Donald is proprietary, and I would never reveal what we talked about.
Sure, but I'm asking overall, how's he doing?
But in terms of his mood, he's excited, he's pumped up, he's super confident about his ability to win. He is. He reiterates again in everything he does that he is his own man. He's not going to be controlled by Wall Street. He's not going to be controlled by K Street. He is going to do this his way. And in all honesty, doing it his way has worked extraordinarily well so far. He is bigger than the Republican Party. He's absolutely right. It's not about whether the party is unified. It's about whether the party can attract several million new people.
And that's beautiful, and that's why they're so scared of him. And Democrats out there, if you want prosperity, folks, just bring somebody in who doesn't dislike America and have it out for the West. These globalists in both parties are setting up a world government. They want to parlay American interest into that for themselves and get themselves seats at the new table. It's not their country to sell out. It's not their election to steal. It's not their government. Even if Paul Ryan and Hillary Clinton and all these people think it, we're watching the death of these individuals. They claim the death of the party. The party died a long time ago. It's rising like a phoenix again because of Donald Trump. This is destiny. You said that they tried the mafia thing on him. They tried that. It didn't go anywhere. What are other attacks you expect now against Donald J. Trump?
Well, you also saw this fraudulent lawsuit filed in Texas where a non-existent woman claiming to be her own attorney accused Trump falsely of abusing her in the company of Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted pedophile, who ironically is a running buddy of Bill Clinton and whose top people were
who you wrote about in your book and who you told me privately Trump was getting ready to go after him with, so they just threw it back on him.
Yeah, so the good news, of course, is that a judge has now dismissed this lawsuit. It's fraudulent. This was an attempt
to
try to neutralize Trump on the issue that they realize is a killer for the Clintons themselves. What was Bill Clinton doing on Pedophile Island for these private parties? And what did Hillary think he was doing?
Yeah, not
there?
Paradise Island, but Pedo Island. Wow, incredible. Roger Stone, amazing. Thank you. I know you're a really busy man for giving the audience such exclusives, but you're a great patriot. Been exposed to the New World Order for more than 16, 17 years, and decades before that working inside politics. I really feel history happening here. We should all pray for Donald Trump and pray for this country and the world. Thank you so much, sir. StoneZone.com.
Well, I'm now hoping that the Priebus Ryan plan, having been exposed here at InfoWars, will be much harder for them to pull off. They're going into a negotiation with the toughest son of a gun that I have ever met.
Roger, I know you've got to go. We've got a 70-second break. I want you to come back just for 3 minutes on the other side, then I've got to go too. But I want you to talk about the process of how this negotiation is going to happen, when it's going to happen, when we're going to know if they've been successful or not. Audience, get the article at InfoWars.com. Get out to everybody. Get it out to everybody. Don't let them steal your country. Arrogant pieces of trash. Back in 70 seconds.